Hello, the Five Minutes of the Prophetess, Psalm 91, episode 229. Beautiful, magnifique. So we have been personalizing Psalm 91. We're on verse 10b. Neither shall any plague come nigh my dwelling. Neither shall any plague. And what is plague in Hebrew? Nega. Nega is blow. So you're saying no blow. No blow is coming near me. No blow. And fortunately for us, this is part of what Jesus did when he came. This was part of his work. He came to die. And what was the meaning of his death? Why die? He took your place. So, according to Isaiah 53 verse 10, and we're reading the Amplified Version, yet it was the will of the Lord to bruise him. He has put him to grief and made him sick. So I said in the previous episode that Jesus was made sick with all your sicknesses. So one of the things you can do to help yourself, I said, is to say it. To say it, not before sickness, not when sickness is coming or when sickness has come. And if sickness has come and you are saying it, yeah, but you are at an advantage when there is no sickness and you are now saying it. Say it, Baba. Why do you need to say? You need to say it now. You need to say it now. By the time anybody comes up with anything, you are just looking at them and shaking your head and saying, listen, as according to Isaiah 53, verse 10, Jesus was made sick with my the way the power with which it will come out. You'll be amazed. It can literally lift somebody from the air, hang the person in the air, lift the person from the ground and hang the person in the air. That power. So now it's when to practice it. So why are you not going to get sick? Why is that sickness not staying with you? Why is that diagnosis not going to be yours? Why is that thing that happened to your family member, your mother or your father or anybody you know? Why is that thing not going to happen to you? Because according to Isaiah 53 verse 10, it was the will of God. He pleased the Lord to bruise Jesus, to give him those blows on my behalf. He has put him to grief and made him sick with my sickness. Jesus was made sick with my sickness. Another way to look at it. So now look at Jesus on the cross and see your sickness upon him. So you look at Jesus on the cross and you see thyroid trouble is on Jesus. Why that thyroid trouble cannot be with you. No, thyroid trouble cannot be with you. It because that thyroid thing is on Christ. There on the cross, it was on him. Thyroid was hanging on him. Thyroid, that was it. That is thyroid on Jesus. Jesus suffered thyroid. He suffered thyroid trouble. It's on him. So why is your heart enlarged heart? Enlarged heart is not your portion. COVID-19 is not your portion. Or COVID-22, whichever will come ever. And no virus is your portion. No, diabetes is not your portion. And no. Dizziness is not your portion. Heart trouble is not. Hypertension is not your trouble. Hernia is not your trouble. Kidney disease is not your trouble. Can't you see? Kidney disease is on Jesus. Kidney disease right there on the cross. Kidney disease. See it. Can you see it? It's on him. Kidney disease hanging on Jesus. Why is the kidney disease? Kidney disease is not yours. Liver trouble. There it is. Low sperm counts. There it is. What is it? What is the trouble? Whatever trouble, if it is in the area of health, and not only health, now begins to talk about infirmities, weaknesses, that is human weaknesses, anything that doesn't make people like you. There's something about you that doesn't make people like you. That thing is also hanging on Jesus. Every form of infirmity, every form of physical infirmity, physical disease and sickness and whatever trouble and trouble in the family and lack anemia, you're always anemic, whatever the trouble is, whatever men have diagnosed, doctors have diagnosed and said, whatever their predictions, in 10 years time you will not be able, all those things. Look at Jesus on the cross. It was on him. For 3 days and 3 nights he suffered all these so that you'll be free. This is what God has done for you in Christ Jesus. So that a lot, why do Christians talk about Jesus' death? Yes, because physically you might not have seen it, but spiritually, this was what was done for your sake. And I told you in the other episodes that yes, the Roman soldiers, they beat Jesus. They gave him stripes on the back. But those stripes cannot be compared with when the wrath of God was poured. Divine justice gave out everything, and not one drop was left in the cup of wrath. Everything poured on Jesus, including your sicknesses. And this is the way, when you take it like it is you personally. No, because remember, sometimes we heard about Jesus' death and all, it did nothing to you until you personally took it up. Say, that death, yes, Jesus, you died for me, and I accept you as my Lord and personal Savior. This one too, you have to accept it for yourself. You're blessed, blessed, blessed. Bye.